Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy. Check it out. Turn it on,
turn it up, you're my radio. Cliffo and Loggy's Catch Up.
I love the Winter Games because you get to see amazing events that you never normally see, like curling.
Or as we call it, brooming.
Brooming. Ice skating, though. It's amazing. And after we saw Tonya, both of us,
yeah,
kind of feel like we're in the know a little bit now. So when you watch, yeah, a bit of ice skating routines, you feel like,
yeah,
I know all about this.
Someone pulled off the triple axel.
Yes.
The other
cool
day,
was
hey?
That?
Triple axel. No one does the triple axel, only Tonya.
Someone pulled off a costume accidentally as well. There were actually two French ice dancers, and it was a guy and a girl. And the girl, Gabriella, while she was in the middle of her routine, the costume came apart.
Yeah.
And she had a bit of an unfortunate nip slip.
Did she stop or?
She didn't. So she decided.
The French
she
are very liberal.
Yeah. Well, see, she was really uncomfortable, but she thought, I have worked so hard for this.
Wow.
And if you stop to redo your outfit,
yeah,
they dock points off you and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So she just went on through with it.
Yeah.
How uncomfortable would that have been?
How good is that, man?
And they actually got second.
Well done.
So,
well, I would have given her extra points just for putting on a bit of a show.
Exactly, right? Well, well, for maintaining, you know.
All the judges are all men. 10, 10, 10, 10.
But this is the thing, right? Unfortunate nip slips can happen.
Mm.
It's happened to me. I remember being at the beach and wearing a strapless, you know, bathing suit, which is stupid. But anyway, I've got big cans, so sometimes it comes out. But a wave got me on the side and I didn't realise. And I was just kind of like looking around, and then I saw this old guy who was just like staring at me. And I was like, and I looked down and I was like, my top had like fallen down, but I didn't realize because, you know, you're in the natural air and it's all happening. And a lot of the time, sometimes you don't realize it can happen.
Yeah. So I remember, and it's not just the nip slip. It can be the D slip for the dudes too.
Mm.
I remember a few years ago, my dad, he's a bigger guy and he loves wearing footy shorts. Oh. And often if we're at home or whatever, we're just the family, you know, there's no need for undies. There's no need for a shirt. I'll just put my footy shorts
no
on.
No need for a second layer.
No, that's right.
Layer.
And I remember one time my grandparents popped around unexpectedly and we were just sitting around in the backyard or whatever. I was only a kid, so I'm having a soft drink and, you know, it was just me, Dad and Grandpa. And Dad and Grandpa are having a cup of coffee. I've got my can of drink or whatever. And Dad and Grandpa are sitting opposite to each other. And Grandpa just turns to Dad. He's like, I can see your balls there, Peter. They were just hanging out the side.
A little bit of a slip.
Look, 13, 12, 16, slips. Have you slipped? Have you witnessed a slip in public like
maybe
my poor granddad did?
Maybe you had to tell someone, like your granddad. See, I don't know if I would have the ability to say to someone, hey.
Yeah.
A little bit of it is falling
it's
out.
It's like the old, you know, you got something in your teeth. You're either you tell them or you don't tell them kind of person.
Yeah.
It's the same with nip slips.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, Mark's here. Mate, have you had a bit of a slip, or did you witness a slip?
I witnessed a slip. I'd been going out with this girl for about 3 months and took her around to meet my father for the first time. And he's sitting there with stubbies on and he plonked down and one of his meatballs fell out.
Yeah. It's like a bit of a preview of what she's got to look forward to. That's awesome. Thanks, man. 13, 12, 16. What's your name again, mate?
Timothy, for this sake.
Timothy. All right, incognito Timothy. Tell us more. Have you had a nip slip?
So a bit of a fun, like, you know, I'm a bit of a jet skier fanatic. It's pretty good fun. Like, you know, you get on the water skis, wakeboard, etc. Anyway, we're alongside Talaranda, and here I am, like, you know, enjoying myself. And then suddenly, like, I get out of the water and everyone's like, oh, my God, like, what have you done?
Oh.
Not realising that I've split my wetsuit, like, from pretty much, like, top to bottom.
Yeah.
So you're not only seeing me, like, commando style, I'm giving everyone a brown eye and, like...
Burn that seat!
Timmy really puts on a show when he's jet skiing. Yeah. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Tim here, Cliff.
Oh, another
Laura's
Tim.
Dad.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You're Laura in our newsroom.
Yeah, Laura's dad.
Well, Laura reads our local news, everyone. We
careful
love Laura.
What you say.
Yeah, don't embarrass
don't
her,
don't embarrass
will you, Tim?
Our good friend.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to her ever.
Yeah, go on, give us a story.
When I was at uni, I went round and met this mate's uncle who he was living with while studying.
Yeah.
And, of course, being an old bloke, he used to wear those old Y fronts, you know?
Yeah.
which I called meat hangers.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting there, and I go to shake the bloke's hand, and the old wieners popped out of the Y fronts.
Oh, God.
So you shook that instead, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Fair to say, Logs, one of the loosest breaks on this show that we do, one of the loosest sort of talk breaks, is often the last one when we cross over with Luke Lum. We're just anything can kind of come up.
Anything goes.
Anything
I like
goes.
It.
No rules.
It's kind of a bit like, hey, if we get in trouble, we're out of here. So,
yeah, that's,
you know.
Oh, technically, it was like closer to 9 o'clock than 6 o'clock. Yeah. So it's sort of Luke's show. Mm. So it's his fault, bosses. This happened the other day. Just a loose little bit of chat, and somehow we got onto the topic of smells. Have a listen. No, I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. But I love the smell of the butcher shop. Like, I love going in.
That is a weird one.
You know how you get that rich, meaty kind of smell?
Nah. I like the smell of the library.
Oh, you're such a geek.
Sorry, butcher boy, because that's so cool. That's so awesome.
Hey, they got knives. They're cool.
Yeah.
I gave you a hard time, but I get it.
It's that musty kind of paper.
Knowledge.
It's knowledge.
The smell of knowledge,
it's
man.
The smell of smarts.
Like, I don't know. Are you the same as me? There's nothing as good as reading an old book. Like,
I,
new books
I smell
are good.
All my books. Is,
oh,
yeah.
Mate, reading a new book's good, but the smell of the pages of an old book at the library or whatever, like the knowledge passed on from person to person.
See? Now you're with me.
Oh, well, I am with you. Are you with me on the butcher thing, though?
Look, I can understand where you're going with the butcher thing, but it's a bit too cold and meaty for me.
You were a vegetarian.
I was a vegetarian for a long
many
time.
Years
so I'm,
too,
I, maybe so. One day I might be like you with just loving that smell.
We'll go on some more butcher trips.
Mm.
Yeah, Cliff, looking, just going over Sunvale, just not buying anything. Just going for a sniff. 13, 12, 16. We'll put this out there, Logs. What weird smell do you like?
Mm.
13, 12, 16. Another quick one for me is the nail emporiums.
Okay, you've mentioned this to me before.
Yeah, no, like the nail places.
You love acetone.
You want the shiny buff, you know, Willows and Castletown and Stockland have all got them. I will actually be walking past them and I'll slow down so I can just smell that rich.
Why don't you get in there and get a pedicure,
acetone,
man?
Maybe one day.
Get a pedicure and a manicure.
Look, 13, 12, 16, Townsville, is there a weird smell you just can't get enough of? What smell are you digging, man? Daniel, what's yours?
Oh, it's hard to get it nowadays, but my favourite all-time smell was at the Speedway, the smell of the cooking methanol.
The old Speedway. I know what that smell. Yeah.
Is that like a petroly, acetone-y kind of sting to your nostrils?
No, it's the methanol, like in the old sliders and stuff like that in spring cars.
Okay, right.
I just, childhood dream, just growing up, sitting on the hill, smelling that.
Yeah, you know what?
It's similar to when they're refueling planes. I know they've got a heavy kind of methanol-y fuel or whatever. So, Kristen, you're next on 13, 12, 16. What weird smell do you dig?
Mosquito coils.
No, really? Oh. I hate them.
I love it. It reminds me of childhood and camping and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm down with that one too. It's a little smoky for my liking, but yeah. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Reese.
All right, what is your favourite smell, mate?
Smell of a two-stroke motor.
The two-stroke motor.
So you just mow on the lawn six times a week so you get that smell, man?
Nah, dirt bikes.
Dirt bikes,
yes.
We'll wrap it up with you, Mick. So, Loggy's the library. I'm butchers. We've had mozzie coils. We've had ethanol, methanol. Two-stroke. What are you loving the smell of, man?
The old smell of a carbureted V8.
Oh, yeah.
Automotive, I should say. That's been a big one.
Yeah, nothing compares to the old smell of unburnt fuel coming out of a car.
And is that because you are kind of close to the cars or because you like actually going and watching the sport? Or have you had hands-on experience?
That's just a childhood thing. I grew up on my grandfather's farm, so once you get the smell of unburnt fuel pumping through a carburetor.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said the smell of the cars at your grandfather's, not just the smell of grandfather.
Yeah.
They're generally not that good.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Cliffo, February is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, and I saw this the other day, and I actually got upset with myself because I'm a woman who knows nothing about ovarian cancer. I don't know the symptoms. I don't know the signs. All I know is that it's the deadliest cancer for women. And I thought, you know what, that's not good enough. I feel really bad about that. And I'm not, if I'm not aware about it, there must be a lot of other women like me who are also in the same boat. So we've organised an amazing ambassador to have a chat with us about it. Now, you'd know her as the winner of Hell's Kitchen and the Logie Award winning mum from Please Like Me, but you probably know her best for flip-flopping around the lino, playing Pippa on Home and Away. It's the amazing Deborah Lawrence. Hi, good morning, Deb. Good
morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Deb. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this today. Do you find most people are in the same boat as Loggie?
Yeah, absolutely. And like the reason I went on Hell's Kitchen was the chance to raise awareness, and fortunately, because I won, I got the money for ovarian cancer, because a very dear friend of mine passed away 18 months ago.
Oh, so sorry.
And she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and lasted for 5 years. The statistics are not good.
Wow.
Like there's a 44% survival rate, and that depends on when you're diagnosed.
Mm.
And my friend had absolutely no idea about the symptoms. And finally, when she was really, really uncomfortable, she went to the doctor. And by that stage, it was already blown out to stage 4 ovarian cancer. So I've really learned a lot about, you know, the bloating, needing to urinate frequently and urgently, feeling full after just a small amount of food, any pelvic discomfort. It amazes me too, Loggie, how much women don't know about this.
Mm.
So it's about, you know, hosting afternoon teals and registering that with Ovarian Cancer Australia to raise funds and awareness. And raising funds is really important because they're on the brink of scientific breakthroughs.
Wow.
With genomics.
Wow.
And it's an Australian-led study.
Well, the actual website is amazing.
I was on it today too. That's an amazing resource, Deb.
Mm.
What are you encouraging women and men who have women who they love in their lives to do? How can women actually be better across this and, I guess, know the symptoms, know how to check it out?
I think it's a case of being not having your head in the sand, because often women are really busy and they'll get a little niggly thing and they'll think, oh, it's period pain or it's, you know, whatever. They tend to put things off. But just don't. Like, you mustn't do that. You know when things are not right. And I just think you've got to keep asking and asking and asking. There's no test yet. There is no early detection test.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. And the bit of information that I just picked up this week was that pap smears can't detect ovarian cancer. That shocked me.
Yeah, well, that's the information vacuum, I guess, because breast cancer has had a huge awareness campaign. And so we just need to match the ovarian awareness with breast cancer awareness.
Mm.
And just, girls, tell 10 other girls about this.
Yep, spread the message. And grab a teal ribbon. Teal Ribbon Day is on Wednesday, the 28th, and you can get it at Coles.
Yep.
So go grab a teal ribbon and
Terry
and
White
wear it.
Chemist too.
Ovariancancer.net.au if you want to learn more. For now, one of the sweethearts, I think, of the Australian acting scene, Deb Lawrence. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Deb.
Pleasure. See you.
Cliffo and Loggie, weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.